Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
So week in review time, ladies and gentlemen. Oh yes. Friday shows are always a grand adventure. I'm so glad you guys are along with me for it. Welcome to Fantasy NBA Today, a Sports Ethos presentation. I am Dan Bespris, and I am on Twitter at Dan Bespris. I know. Complicated life, this one. Anywho, guess we ought to talk about some stuff. News of the morning. The baseball division over here at Sports Ethos released their draft tracker tool. It is awesome. I don't know if you guys used the one we had over on the NBA side, which was also stellar. I used it in every single draft I was in. I'm never going back. You can get that over in the MLB Fantasy Pass. If you have an NBA pass here at Sports Ethos, you can upgrade to the All Sport for $1. $1. It's ridiculous. I promise when you start using a draft tracker like that, you'll never go back to drafting without it again. Just to know how your team is doing in real time and how everybody else is doing in real time. It's an unbelievable luxury. You're going to love it. Today, of course, on the show, we'll be breaking down the week in review, which I say is the week in review, but it's really like the midweek in review. So kind of like Monday through yesterday, 4 or 5 days roughly. We'll get through all that good stuff. I don't believe we'll have time for the schedule streaming episode today. It's already 9:30 out here Pacific time. So unless we zip through this show in record time, I don't know how we get to the other one. I'll do my very best, but I got to get out of here pretty quickly this morning. As I've mentioned, if you guys want to listen to more Dan, I will be doing baseball play-by-play for the USC Trojans over the next 3 days, so you guys can catch that and satisfy what I'm sure is a gaping need for more of my voice yelling into your ear. But let's talk about hoops. Week 20 in review. Here we go. I already told you about it. Silly season is on us for a few teams at least. Stretch run is two. Playoffs are gone. But I want to remind you guys that this show is not geared towards a playoff league right now. So just a heads up, if you're like, Dan, I'm watching this show because I want to know who to stream tonight. That's not this one. We'll try to do some of that stuff over on social media. Again, we've been really pushing that hard all week long. And I hope you guys have been enjoying the extra playoff head-to-head schedule-y content I've been putting out, but I don't think we're going to have time for that second show today. So this one is really more about players you can hold for whatever reason. Treat it like a season-long, non-playoff league, or if you're not in your playoffs, let on the head-to-head side, or if it's Roto or whatever, that's more what this is about. Please do, again, follow me over on Twitter, at Dan Bespris. Follow Ethos Fantasy BK for basketball, Ethos Fantasy BB for baseball, and please do like, rate, and subscribe as you enjoy the program. I, over the last couple of days, weeks, have changed font sizes on our diagrams for these Friday shows just so they barely fit on one page, which means when we only have a couple of names for a section, the font's going to be very large. So welcome to Large Font City here for the ads of the week, and those four names are Naz Reid, Daniel Gafford, Kelly Olynyk, and Gary Trent Jr. Those of you that have been listening to the show throughout the week, you guys have heard my explanations on these players, but I have to treat every show like at least one new listener is joining us. So here's why we're looking at these particular players feel free to tune me out if you already know what I'm going to say. Naz Reid is about Cat. So technically, this is an injury replacement play, but it sounds like, by all accounts, the Woj report is that Cat is going to be done for the regular season. They're hoping to have him back early in the playoffs. But again, we're talking about, you know, regular season is 5 weeks left. We're basically done. He's being reevaluated at 4 weeks, meaning even if he came back the following day, he'd be on a severe minutes cap for, what, two games? So Cat's basically a drop, which sucks, but that means that Naz Reid is a rest-of-season hold add in this context. What are you going to get out of Naz? Yesterday's ball game, Thursday's game, I thought was a relatively decent indicator. 13 points, 8 boards, 2 assists, a steal, a block, and a 3-pointer. He took 15 shots, so if he was more efficient, you might have gotten extra a couple more points on that. Where does that put him, like, ranking-wise? I don't know that it matters, because we're past the trade deadline, so it's not like you're going to be trying to pawn him off to somebody. Simple fact is, he's a floor-spacing big who can rebound and get some defensive stats. That's an awesome fantasy stat set. It translates well. I don't know if that means top 70, top 90, whatever. He's a start. That's all you need to worry about at this stage of the season. Is somebody a start in all formats, or is somebody not a start in all formats? And he is. My headphones are going in and out here for a moment. I think I got that fixed. Daniel Gafford is the next one, and admittedly, yesterday's game was sort of fine at best, but I'm more concerned with the fact that he started yesterday's ballgame. Gafford into the starting five, replacing Derek Lively, who actually played more minutes than Gafford off the bench because his units were performing better. Lively's still dealing with this facial issue, his nose fracture, and maybe Gafford goes back to the bench. I don't know, perhaps. But the thing about Gafford is he only needs about 22 minutes to post fantasy value. He got 21 minutes yesterday, and it was pretty damn close, frankly, if he doesn't go 2-for-4 at the free throw line, because perfect 5-for-5 from the field. I mean, this is a guy that might shoot 70% playing alongside Luka and Kyrie. He gets blocks. He gets boards. His field goal percent is colossal. He's a pretty good free throw shooter in general. So again, give me starting Daniel Gafford, because it raises the floor. Now you're talking about a guy who's very rarely, if he stays in the starting five, so this is sort of the big if there, it's very rare that a guy starts and doesn't play like 19 or 20 minutes. It happens. Derek Jones had it happen in this ballgame. It happens, but it's pretty rare, unless somebody's absolutely horrible. You know, they play the first seven minutes of the game, first 6-7 minutes of the third quarter, and that's just it. They don't come back in. I don't think that's going to happen here with Gafford. I think you're talking about a 20-minute minimum, which starting job raised his floor and raised his ceiling, because when you start, if you're playing your butt off, your minutes are going to tick up. As opposed to off the bench, it's like, well, if the starter's playing well, you're going to get 16 minutes. The starter's not playing well, you might be able to push yourself forward, but that means you also need to play well. Basically, what I'm saying is here, if you're a starter, you can get more minutes by simply playing well, independent, basically, of what other people are doing. If you're off the bench, and this is a simplification of things, if you're off the bench, you kind of need to both play well and have the guy in front of you not playing well at the same time. You need two things to go right. Now he only needs one, speaking of Gafford here. So in my opinion, if he was dropped, you add him back up. This is why we tried so desperately to hold on to him as long as we could. And he's got upside, we know that. Kelly Olynyk and Gary Trent Jr. are the other two ads of the week, because I think Jakob Poeltl's probably done for the regular season. It seems like Scotty Barnes might also be done for the regular season, although I guess we don't know that for sure. If you really wanted to split hairs, you could put Olynyk and Trent in the injury replacement zone. I don't think that's entirely necessary. Fine. Like, it doesn't matter. Either way, they're plays right now. Olynyk was only fine yesterday. He'll be better than that most ball games. Gary Trent was great. He had 30 points and 5 3-pointers. The usage is going to be awesome because a lot of guys are out. Poeltl's out. Barnes is out. They've opened up the board for what we needed, which is, I kept, like, look, I'm not going to go into the Kelly Olynyk, how we got very lucky that I had him added everywhere and then all these guys went down. Gary Trent was one that I had actually lodged, and if you look back at last Friday's show, he had sort of moved his way into the doesn't matter group, which was, he'll probably be in that like 125 range. And then another player went down for Toronto, And every time one player goes down, it's just a little bit more. And at some point, there are enough little bits for a guy to get over the cut line. And between Barnes's usage being out and there just not being other choices to go big for Toronto, they're going to go small. And that means Gary Trent. And also, and Emmanuel Quickley was running point in this last ball game. He had a ridiculous 18 assists. You're going to see better ball movement with Olynyk as the center than you would with Jakob Poeltl. That's going to help the other guys. It's this little thing.
Right. Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Next page. Strong holds. I've broken the holds into strong and soft holds here, and I probably should have done this earlier in the season, frankly, because not every hold is created equal in fantasy basketball. Sometimes it's an easier decision. Sometimes it's a harder one. The strong holds, in my opinion, which is maybe I should come up with a better word for it because a stronghold is its own thing, or I just say the words more clearly and slowly, a strong or confident hold. These are the guys that have given you no reason to drop them. So I think we should be able to blitz through this group. Klay Thompson, especially now with Steph dealing with that turned ankle. Trey Murphy, who's been surging like a son of a gun. And by next week, he probably won't be a stronghold anymore because I believe the heater runs out over the next 7 days. Grayson Allen, who's back in everybody's good graces. Keyonte George, who's putting up gigantic counting stats before he got sick. He'll have his downsides, make no mistake, but nobody's dropping him. Denny Avdia, especially now with Marvin Bagley on the shelf, because Avdia's going to play some small ball center, and that's generally good for him. Trey Mann, who's been a little banged up here lately, but he's not a guy you can drop to the wire because someone else will scoop him quickly. Herb Jones, I don't know why I didn't put the two Pelicans together on this board, but I didn't, so bleep and deal with it. And Ausar Thompson, who's finally getting the run that we wanted him to get through the middle of the season, through the dog days, but either Monty Williams was sick of him or Ausar was tired or some combination thereof. But he's back to playing good minutes, and it doesn't seem like anything's taken that away from him. Soft holds. These are the ones that I think require a little bit more explanation. Aaron Nesmith, Marvin Bagley, Paul Reed, Isaiah Hartenstein are the four soft holds. And I should clarify, too, that when we talk about soft holds, these are players where if you dropped them, I don't think I'd be all that mad about it. A soft hold is kind of like it answers the question of, Dan, what are you doing yourself for the teams that have these players? So for the two teams I have that where Aaron Nesmith is on them, I am holding him softly or loosely if we want to go, what is that, 38 special? Or is it 48? 38, right? Yeah, 38 Special is the name of that band. I don't know why I couldn't come up with a number. What do I know about specials? So Benedict Mathurin being out is part of it. I don't think we could call Nesmith an injury replacement because he was starting anyway. But with Mathurin out, there really aren't that many players sort of gunning for his minutes. Meaning, even if he continues to be this weird facsimile of earlier season Neesmith, he still got 30 minutes yesterday. And he was a plus two, so he was decent when he was out there. His unit on the floor was playing relatively well. And if he doesn't shoot like absolute dog do, it ends up being a decent ball game. He shot 2-for-10 from the field. Even 4-for-10 would have been good enough, because that probably would have been a three-pointer and a two-pointer. That would have been 13 points, 4 boards, an assist, 2 threes, and 2 blocks, plus 3-for-3 foul shooting and no turnovers. That would have been a pretty good line. But 8-and-4 with 2 blocks, you're looking at it like, what are we doing here? But I think you got to hold, because we saw enough of Neesmith when he was healthy earlier this year to say this is a guy who's playing his tail off. He was putting up big defensive stats. He was scoring a little bit, but it wasn't about that. It was just like the run through a brick wall guy for his team. And he just doesn't have that surge in him right now, presumably because of the injury stuff. Now, I guess I don't know for sure, and they haven't really come out and said it in as much, but we can try to read between the lines a little. So I'm holding on to Neesmith in places that I can, in places that I can't, which for you guys would probably be a head-to-head playoffs. You kind of have to look at it and go, I don't know. I'm holding on to Marvin Bagley where I can. He was putting up some really nice numbers before this back injury popped up. I get it if you're in a playoff format and he's not IL eligible yet because he's only missed one game and he's going to have to miss the game tonight and Sunday before Yahoo gives him the IL tag. That's a hard dude to hang on to because you got to suck down 3 zeros to get to an IL stash. Probably can't do that in the head-to-head playoffs, and that's why he's been dropped in a number of leagues, specifically ones that have head-to-head playoffs. If you're not in your playoffs right now, there's absolutely no reason to drop him because we just don't know how long he's going to be out. He got ruled out for today's game yesterday, which sort of makes you think that he's still at least 2 or 3 games away. Not great, but you know, look at the games before he had to exit early. He was starting to get on a pretty good roll. 15-14, 9-10, 20-9, 23-4. He actually had 6 blocks over those 4 games. A 10-10, the Kurt Thomas double-double. And then he actually had 6-9-4 with a steal before he went down in that game against Utah. So things were coming together for him. Maybe the best news is that he didn't really go to the foul line much in there to, you know, tank you very much. So try to hold on if you can. Soft hold. Paul Reed is a hold because we don't really know what the hell his job is right now. He looked great for a couple of weeks, then he disappeared, then he came off the bench for a couple of games, and he was better, and then he was not, and then he started, and he was good again with 17 field goal attempts against the Memphis Grizzlies. I think some of it has to do with the fact that everybody's out for the Sixers right now. Kyle Lowry sat that game, Maxine and Embiid are both out, Nick Batum sounds like he might be out for their next ball game, although I'd assume that Lowry is back for that one. All that just sort of rolls into, well, Paul Reed probably is going to just have to take more than 4 shots because everybody's hurt right now. So, soft hold. I don't know that his minutes are going to tick much above 24, 25, but with all the usage guys gone, does that mean he's going to, like, take a dozen shots or more again? I don't think that it gets that the 17 shots felt like a pretty good size outlier, but you know, maybe you get to 8 instead of 6, and that's probably enough because then you just get him out there long enough to get 6, 7, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, a block, that kind of thing. So soft hold on Paul Reed in basically all formats, because at least you're not sitting on a 0 at that point. And then Isaiah Hartenstein, who might damn well be the most difficult soft hold in all of fantasy basketball, because Mitchell Robinson is breathing down his neck at this point. He should be back in the next couple of weeks. And Hartenstein's Achilles doesn't seem to be getting any better. Lord help me, I wish it was, because I've been soft holding Hartenstein for a while now, but he hasn't played full starters minutes in a month. February 6th was the last game he played over 30 minutes. He got 27 minutes on February 26th against Detroit, starting to trend the right direction, and then he needed the next game off. It was a back-to-back, mind you, but he's gone 20, 23, and then 20 in the 3 games since then. So it just doesn't seem like he's getting back to it. And I know earlier this year I had Tyrese Haliburton as a buy low when he was dealing with a thing like this, because you knew there was time for it to get ramped up, and it wasn't like anybody was going to come for Halliburton's role. That wasn't his Achilles. That was something else. For Haliburton, it's just sort of a similar, like, indefinite low minutes cap thing. Even if Hartenstein starts to get revved back up here in the next, I don't know, 2, 3, 4, 5 ball games, whatever it happens to be, then you're going to have to deal with the fact that Mitchell Robinson is going to be splitting minutes with him. And Randall's going to come back. And OG's going to come back. And the Knicks have more depth than they had before. He was so good when he was good. Makes no sense. He was so good when he was playing minutes, which makes it so hard, so unbelievably difficult to drop him. And so he's a soft hold, but at the same time, you could probably drop. I hate it. I hate even that it came out of my mouth. Put it back in. Here's the I'm scared or nervous grouping. Although before I get to that, I do want to take that quick second in the middle of the show to remind you guys to check out our partners over at manscaped.com, the handyman. I cleaned myself up. Hey, maybe I should make my face a little bit bigger for this, for those that are watching. Where's Big Face? There's Big Face. Look at that. Cleaned it up, man. Look at that. Yeah. I do it all with Manscaped. That, by the way, that's not me blowing smoke. I use the handyman for the areas, cheeks here, maybe some like around the rim of the neck. I use the handyman for any place that I need an actual electric razor shave. And then I have two different iterations of lawnmowers in my medicine cabinet that has... there's the Lawnmower 3, which I like because it has the best, I thought, non-pinching technology. So for areas like in, you know, around the rim of the neck, that's been really useful. And then the Lawnmower 4 is what I take a little bit lower to bring it in tight. That's before I use the handyman on stuff where I want to make sure that it looks real clean. So I got a whole process here, and it's all just awesome Manscaped stuff they've been sending me over the last 3 years. You should go buy it. Ethos20 is the code. Ethos20 gets you 20% off and free shipping on your order. Also, shout out again to everybody that continues to hit a thumbs up button on the shows and likes and follows over on Twitter. I, again, changed something earlier this week where it seems like the social media algorithm is enjoying our show more. I don't know what the hell I did. Anyway, so here's the potential drop board. Bojan Bogdanović, he's been on there for a while. I know he had a couple of better ball games recently, but I do think that parallels or kind of lines up with Jalen Brunson being out. Amen Thompson, last week on Friday, I said you got one more chance. He hasn't really done anything with it, so sorry. Love his fantasy game, but he ain't playing any minutes. New names on the drop or potential drop board are Trey Jones and Derek Lively II. Lively coming off the bench. He might still get enough minutes to be somewhat relevant, but it just, again, it lowers that floor when you're not the starter. And then Trey Jones, who, I don't know, like the Spurs might grow around him. He's getting, I think, a little bit of a free pass because the Spurs are much better when he plays more. One of the reasons I didn't draft Trey Jones this year wasn't because I thought he was going to get marginalized. In fact, you know, that went horribly on a lot of fronts. I didn't draft Trey Jones because I didn't think he was good at enough things in fantasy. I don't have him on a single team other than one where I picked him up in the middle of the season when he started getting more minutes. He's number 132 right now, and he's obviously been a lot better over the last month or two versus the beginning of the year. But even that stretch has been more like he got hot for a while, and then the last month he's right around that 130 range because he's shooting 55% from the field. That's very good and, frankly, a little bit high for him. But only 6.2 shots, so it ain't helping all that much. 9 points, 4 boards, 6.5 assists. I like the assists, but what are we really targeting with him here? He's a point guard who can get you okay field goal percent and okay assists. He's like if TJ McConnell didn't get steals. Now, I love TJ McConnell, but one of the reasons I love TJ McConnell is because he gets steals. Unfortunately, and, you know, if Jones took 9 shots instead of 6, it'd be a totally different discussion. But right now, he's really only providing a positive impact in one category. Yes, he's well above average in field goal and free throw percent, but his volume is so low that it kind of doesn't matter. He's basically just not hurting you there because he's good, but he's not shooting. So he just needs to be better in some other thing, whether it's taking more shots or more free throws or bumping the steals up into the, 1.2 range or something like that instead of 0.9. This is the stuff that needs to happen. And it just hasn't. And now we're in March. So I don't think you need to sit on Trey Jones. I don't think he's going to be an impact guy. If you want me to put him in the doesn't matter group, I'm okay with that also. Maybe that's more accurate for him. He's a doesn't matter.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Anyway, let's see here. We've got a massive watch list, so let me see. A couple of questions in the chat room are about Trey Mann, Visalie Micic, Derek Lively, Jake LaRavia, Marvin Bagley, Naz Reid, Walker Kessler, by the way, who's not on my list, and Andre Drummond, who's not on any of my lists. So to the questions, the previous questions, the ones that I just listed off there, the only two names that I won't be getting to or have already talked about are Walker Kessler and Andre Drummond. So let me hit those real quick here as a chat room break before we get into the big lists, which is watch list and injury replacement. Walker Kessler, I have no idea what to do with. I know you guys are coming to me for me to sort of plant my flag in an answer. No clue. None. Frankly, it doesn't look like Walker's been super healthy all season long. But the good news is that he was a participant in practice yesterday. So by all accounts, we might see Kessler in the next week. If you're in your playoffs, hopefully you can keep him in an IL slot. Utah is in the midst of an absolutely atrocious scheduling chunk here. Remember, we talked about it on yesterday's streaming show that they have two games over 8 days starting yesterday. So now it's two games over 7 days. But, so, I mean, in my eyes, that probably means they just hold Kessler out for those two games, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they get him back in to say, hey, here's your opportunity to ramp up with the most rest on planet Earth. Try to hold on, because if he comes back in time for their 5 and 7, he probably plays 3 or 4 out of those 5, I would assume. But everybody's out for this team, so get him back in there. Markin is not in. They'll have an opportunity to play a little bigger. Probably isn't great for John Collins, but whatever. Try to hold if you can. Him being IL eligible is useful because you can probably sit on him. I don't know what day he comes back, but I'm guessing we see him by the time Utah gets to that 5 and 7 stretch. Hope that helps a little bit. Andre Drummond, I've talked about 100 times on this show, so I'm guessing you may be a newer viewer. And great, so welcome, buddy. I'm happy to have you. The story with Drummond is, he has his big games against teams that play two centers, basically. So the Wolves, when they had Cat and Gobert. Cat's hurt now, obviously. The Cavs, when they had both Mobley and Jared Allen, and now Mobley's hurt. So all these teams have lost one of their two, twin tower situations. And then if Caruso has to miss a game. So Drummond is spot play. The reason he's not putting up numbers every day is because they don't intend to play him every day. That's the story on Andre Drummond. A couple of the names that just popped up here. Nick Richards, Duop Reith, don't worry, they're on our list. Ayo Dosunmu's on the list. Clint Capella is not on any of my lists. Yes, he's still a hold. I think at some point his minutes cap starts to tick up a little bit. But luckily, the floor for him is like 120, 130 range, so that's very holdable. All right, let's get back to my actual list here, because damn it, it's my show, and I do with it what I want. Here's your watch list. It's a big one, so lean back in your chairs, ladies and gentlemen. Kyle Anderson, watch list. Got a lot of questions about why I thought he wouldn't be the same Kyle Anderson that he was last year. Why wasn't I higher on him as the pickup between Kyle, known as Slow-Mo, because he operates in slow motion, and Naz Reid? Why was I so pro-Naz and anti-Kyle? And the reason is, Kyle Anderson just isn't doing as much this year. And I don't think that was because Cat was healthy. It's just the makeup of the Timberwolves. Gobert does more. Ant does more. Nickeil Alexander-Walker does more. Naz Reid does more. Jaden McDaniels does pretty much the same. It's like, every night I wish upon a star that Jaden McDaniels would get more involved offensively for the Timberwolves, and every night I know it's not going to happen. But basically what's happened here is that Slow-Mo, who was needed last year to be kind of that like a point guard unifying anchor when Cat was out, because D'Lo was not that guy. He's not a point guard anchor player. He'd much better at what the Lakers ask him to do, which is be a flamethrower, run the offense for stretches, but his job isn't to get everybody else involved. His job is to just, like, go. Hit the accelerator, be D'Angelo Russell. Then they brought in Conley, who was like, hey, my job is not to hit the go button, but instead to just make sure all of you guys are a go. And that took a little away from what Slow-Mo was responsible for doing for them. So then you kind of saw it yesterday. Kyle played plenty, played 28 minutes, only took 5 shots, only had 4 assists, fouled out. He might have gotten more minutes than that had he not fouled out. But even still, like, we're not talking about a Kyle Anderson, you know, the old version, the guy who did stuff. If you gave him 26, 27 minutes, I'd say, great, top 100 guy, pick him up. I mean, I feel like he probably needs 33 minutes in this current iteration of like, don't do a whole lot Slow-Mo. And I don't know that he's going to get that. So that's why I'm not quite as high there. Let's move this through this list a little bit quicker. Jordan Goodwin is on the watch list. He's a spot play guy for Roto when you actually see him on the active board for Memphis, but he hasn't played in the last couple of ball games. Santi Aldama, I know he had a big ball game last time out, but I continue to think he's tied. His production is generally tied to whether or not Jaren Jackson is in there. Now, if he gets hot, great, but if he doesn't, you saw the minutes fluctuate hard when JJJ was healthy, and he's playing again now. Jake LaRavia, he's had a couple of double-doubles in a row for Memphis. Keep an eye on him. Again, I'm not convinced that this is going to stick all the way through, but, you know, with guys like Luke Kennard kind of in and out, and Conchar in and out, and Jaren Jackson in and out, at some point, there may just... and Zaire Williams being out is also relevant here. At some point, you might just take the plunge on LaRavia. Kind of looking ahead for Memphis a little bit. Their schedule is okay starting tonight. They go 4 times over the next 6 days, and then they're off for a couple of days. Schedule's not that great the rest of the way for the Grizzlies, so if you're thinking head-to-head side, and I think that for Roto, you can probably just watch a little bit longer, see what happens. Grant Williams is on the watch list kind of perpetually at this point, so Corey Kispert is on my watch list in case he sticks in the starting lineup with Marvin Bagley out, then I would likely play him. Terrence Mann for the Clippers is always a watch lister when his minutes are up, but I don't believe that he can hold a 9-cat role. Tumani Kamara and Matisse Thybulle in Portland. There's just too many bodies in and out of that lineup right now. Similar to the Grizzlies, you don't have that many guys that have good 9-cat game. Thybulle could. Kamara, I don't even really know if he could. But we need a lot of guys to be out. Now, Jeremy Grant is back to being questionable again, so I don't know, maybe he disappears for another ball game or two, and maybe Kamara comes back from an illness. There's a lot of bad fantasy players on that Portland roster. So that's why they're on the watch list. That's why they're not on a playlist. Brandon Podziemski, back on the watch list because Steph Curry went down, so pods might see an uptick in minutes and facilitation, although it's unclear because they have both Draymond and CP3 healthy right now, so they just might not need that extra bit. I would like to see how it goes first. Rashawn Holmes got 25 minutes off the bench with no Bagley around. If he slides into the starting five, I start him. That's the simple answer for me on Rashawn. Andrew Wiggins, I don't know what the hell's going on there. Is it going to be a headspace thing again for him? Hopefully Wiggins is all right. I don't see how you pick him up in any head-to-head format. Roto, you could squat on him, treat him kind of like an injury stash, and hope his minutes come back up over the next week. And he does have better upside than a lot of the guys on this watch board, so I could understand that move, but I don't think you need to overextend yourself. Jalen Suggs, he's been a little better lately. He shot the ball well for a game or two, but we know kind of the ultimate field goal percent issue there, so no. Campaign, I don't trust him in 9-cat. Maybe he puts up points league numbers with Maxey out, but even that I'm pretty skeptical of. D'Anthony Melton also being out kind of opens things up, but they have Kyle Lowry, who, yes, sat out the back-to-back, but they don't have another back-to-back for like 2.5 weeks, I think. All the Cavs floor-spacing big wings are on the watch list. George Niang, Sam Merrill, Dean Wade. It's not clear that any one of these three guys is going to be good enough for more than one single game at a time, but my inclination is to say no to Dean Wade and to say yes to whichever of Niang or Merrill is starting. Basically for Max Strus, and then if Strus comes back at some point, which presumably he will, but I don't know how long, then you just abandon ship on all this stuff. Norman Powell's a watch list guy. He hasn't been good enough with Russ out, so I don't expect that to uptick, but you never know. Bryce Sensabaugh in Utah, probably not going to be relevant when Keontae George and or Walker Kessler come back. If Markkanen decides to play again, then we know it's not going to be useful. And then Rui Hachimura, who's been really playing well for the Lakers, but his fantasy game has been limited because he pretty much only scores. But if LeBron has to miss any time, that would be the way that you bump Rui up a click. Quickly here, the Stream While Hot Club actually lost a few names because guys got hurt in front of them. So Jordan Clarkson, who used to be on here, is now an injury play because everybody's hurt in Utah. I think I took someone else off this one. I forget who. The remaining names are RJ Barrett, whichever between Herter and Monk in Sacramento is getting the minutes. It's Malik right now. Jeremy Sochan, who's actually kind of warm. Maybe Wemby being out a little bit extra. No, probably not. Jalen Green and PJ Washington. You guys know from me, I tend to shy away from this group, the Stream While Hot Club, because I am perpetually nervous that I'm going to catch him on the day where it all starts to level off. And sometimes those end up being very, very ugly days. I've been willing to play Malik Monk of the names in this list more than the others because you still tend to get points and assists out of him, which assists are hard to get. Points are sometimes hard to get kind of late. PJ Washington would probably be my second choice because it does sort of feel like just being, again, around the Mavs superstars is going to allow him to get a bunch of looks. You know, he wasn't great yesterday, 10-8 with a steal, block, and a three. Bad shooting, bad free throws, but the floor is higher because of who he's playing with right now. So yes, PJ is going to be outside startable when he's cold and inside startable when he's hot. The difference is that in Charlotte, it was like when he was hot, he was top 75. When he was cold, he was 200. And in Dallas, it's going to be like, oh, when he's hot, he's like top 60. And when he's cold, it's probably more like 150. So you balance out more into that probably the doesn't matter group. Maybe he should settle into that one now. Okay, we can go sort of the Ace Ventura deep breath mode here on the injury replacement board. It is substantial. It is 2 pages long. Good gravy. Someone in the chat room is like, stream RJ Barrett. I don't know if he means because you should play him all the time or because you should never play him. It's a Stream While Hot board. So please clarify. Because if you play 9-cat, there's really never been a stretch of more than 2 weeks that RJ Barrett's been anywhere near the top 100. So I would like to know if you're thinking that I'm too high or too low. And if you're like, oh, he's been great over the last month, guess what? He shot 56% over the last month on 32 minutes a game. Want to know where he's ranked in 9-cat? 220. So hopefully that clears it up. He's horrible for nine category leagues. Oh, well, there you go. All right, points leagues. Yeah. It's not points leagues. It's not a points league. There's a lot of guys that are better in points league than cat leagues, and it's kind of impossible for me to try to break them all out, but basically if we get to a guy that has horrible percentages and bad turnovers but is pretty good in everything else, then they're a play in points leagues. And these Streamwall Hawk guys actually kind of tend to be more points leaguey. Sohan is points leaguey. Green is points leaguey. Yeah, leaguey is a word I use. RJ Barrett is like the poster child of that. Washington a little bit closer to okay in both, but yeah, bad percentages again. So basically, find anybody who's pretty good in scoring boards and assists and horrible in field goal free throw percent, and you're like, oh, well, that's kind of a points league only sort of guy. All right, let's get to the injury replacements now. I wanted to make sure that I was understanding the question there. Ayo Dosunmu, yes, still a play. I mean, he's a play basically for the rest of the season because LaVine and Patrick Williams are out for the year. Royce O'Neal for Devin Booker. Josh Hart for OG Anunoby. Precious Achiuwa for Julius Randle. Deuce McBride for Jalen Brunson, who, believe it or not, might actually play in the next ball game. Insanity, I know. Paul Reed, Kelly Oubre Jr.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lowry, all seemingly playable right now with Embiid and Maxey out. Al Horford, anytime a Celtic player sits, and Boston has a couple of back-to-backs coming up, so that's a deploy Al, spot play Al kind of thing. Nick Richards, who's the most boring injury replacement play of the entire year, and he's been on this board for 4 months because Mark Williams may never see the light of day again. Please let him out of his cave. Vasilije Micic, new name on this board with Cody Martin going down for a couple of weeks. He's kind of a fun one. Malik Beasley, very boring three-point type of stream for Chris Middleton. Duncan Robinson for Tyler Hero. Dennis Schroeder and Dorian Finney-Smith for all of the Brooklyn Nets that are out right now. And there's a bunch of them. Where did I end up throwing? I thought I put Lonnie Walker on one of these boards as a points league stream. Where'd you go, Lonnie? Did I put him later or did I leave him off? I wrote him somewhere. Must have overwritten him. Lonnie Walker is a points league stream in Brooklyn. He'll score a bunch, but he doesn't really do anything else. Isaac Okoro is a stream, an injury replacement play in Cleveland for Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley, as is Caris LeVert. And on the second page, Duop Reith is a low-end stream for DeAndre Ayton. Zach Collins is a stream for Victor Wembanyama. Chris Dunn is a stream for Keontae George if he misses another ballgame. And Jordan Clarkson is your stream for Lauri Markkanen and or Keontae George. Obviously better when both of those guys are out. But Clarkson, I think, should be just good enough in most formats, with just Markkanen missing, it might be borderline. He's another guy who would be better points leagues than others. If you're talking about, Dan, who are you playing in all formats from these streams, the names that I'm going for, full bore, Dosunmu, Royce O'Neal, Hart, Achiuwa, McBride, if Brunson's out, but he might be back, so keep an eye on that one. Kelly Oubre is an easy call. Kyle Lowry, I actually think, is probably streamable. Horford as a spot play. Mitic, I think I might lean towards yes. That one's borderline for me. Duncan Robinson is a play. Schroeder and Dorian Finney-Smith are good plays. Okoro is a good play. Dunn would be a good play if George was out, and then probably Collins. So those are the names of all of the ones I listed that I'm likely going for even against a games cap. But I think pretty much everybody on that list you could play on the head-to-head side, provided their schedule is not true trash like Chris Dunn and Jordan Clarkson's will be. And you could potentially throw Rui on that board if we hear that LeBron's sitting it out, but I got to feel like LeBron is going to be trying to play. It's stretch run time. These are big games coming up. What's the Lakers game tonight? Is it Milwaukee tonight? Oh, they got a big game. Milwaukee, Minnesota, Sacramento, Golden State. Lakers are on a brutal scheduling run right now. Listen to this. Denver, top seed. Thunder, top seed. Sacramento, who the Lakers always struggle with. They're good, though. Milwaukee up at the top of the board. Minnesota, top seed. Sacramento again. Warriors surging, although if they're without Steph for that game, that'll be pretty different. And then the Lakers' schedule gets pretty easy after that. So they'll have a kind of a cakewalk through the end of the year from the last month, pretty much. So they can survive this gauntlet. But their schedule also sucks, was the point I was trying to make there. And I got sidetracked by how kind of nuts it is. There was some other team that I was looking at yesterday that also has just an ridiculous gauntlet of teams they're playing right now. Was it Boston? Dallas, Golden State, Cleveland, Denver, Phoenix, Portland, Utah, Phoenix. No, that wasn't Boston. Nope, that wasn't it. Was it Denver? No. It doesn't matter. Figure it out another time. Dan, you're live on air. What the hell are you doing right now? So I don't think there's going to be time to do the ultra fast. Oh, old man in a C says Milwaukee's running a gauntlet right now. Clippers, Warriors, Lakers, Clippers, Kings, Sixers, Suns, Celtics. Yeah, I mean, that's not great, but it's not like 4 out of 5 number one or number two seeds. I can't think of who the hell it was. Someone besides the Lakers has a schedule where I was like, whoa. Ah, well, again, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter. It's not important for our fantasy purposes. Let's see, what else we got here? Quick check of the chat room, because we have cleared our... We've cleared the board of the week in review stuff. Other names that you guys mentioned that I didn't bring up. Mike Conley. So, terrible schedule for Minnesota coming up next week, but Roto, you're holding. Devin Vassell, would you agree that he's been one of, if not the biggest surprise player this season? No, he's number 68 in 9-cat, which is, I think he was drafted at 70. So he's pretty much right on his ADP. I dodged most of the Spurs because I was afraid of what Pop was going to do. Missed out on Vassell, who's basically been like right where you should have drafted him. And then there was no way I was going to draft Wemby early enough because everybody was climbing over each other and he's been amazing. So yes, missed out on that one. But no, I'd call Vassell a pleasant surprise that he didn't underperform for a tanking Spurs team. He's been fine. I've liked it. I don't have him anywhere, but he's been fine. And then nobody else for the Spurs is anywhere near the top 100. Keldon Johnson hung in there for a while, and then they benched him, and he pretty much disappeared. So, no, I wouldn't call him a giant surprise. I would say, man, solid. It's like, we did fine. Anthony Simons, Chris Paul, Walker Kessler. Chris Paul, I think, is going to be fine. I'm not going to do trade questions on the show. I'll just talk about the players. Do I think Simons potentially shuts it down at some point? Might be another side way to look at that. I don't think we're there yet, and he missed a bunch of time earlier this year, so I don't think it's coming this week, next week, week after that. Maybe at the very end. Do you feel better about Jake LaRavia or Santi Aldama? Can I say neither? It's hard to know. I'd probably go LaRavia for Memphis's next ball game because Aldama's percentages can really knock you for a loop. For Roto, I'm not playing either of them in their next ball game. For head-to-head, I'm probably not playing them because their schedule's okay, but not terrific. Head-to-head, I might go Aldama, just so you have a better idea of what you're almost definitely going to get. That's not a guarantee. In any event, let's see here. It's 10:17 Pacific time right now. Is there any chance I could wedge in a streaming show? I don't know. Subscribe. That's the only way you're going to know if it comes out. If not, we'll try to get some going over the weekend at some point. But we'll definitely have stuff over on Twitter at Dan Bespris. Thank you to everybody that's been tuning in. Please continue to share. Help share this stuff. And please go check out our baseball stuff since that's now rotating. We're finishing up basketball over the next couple of weeks. We'll roll right into Joe's baseball division. And you can check out his show. We got a few of them here on our YouTube page. His show is called Fantasy MLB Today. We keep it super simple. Fantasy NBA Today. Fantasy MLB Today. We'll keep you rolling year-round here at Sports Ethos. I'm Dan Bespris for Fantasy NBA Today. Maybe I'll talk to you in a minute. Maybe not. Either way, I'll see you over on some other platform. Later for now.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.